AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Gunfire inside an Atlanta-area grocery store following an apparent argument over face masks.
A female cashier in an Atlanta-area grocery store was fatally shot and three other people were wounded Monday in what authorities say was an argument over wearing face masks. DeKalb County Sheriff Melody Maddox says the shooting occurred inside the Big Bear supermarket in Decatur. According to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, 30-year-old Victor Lee Tucker of Palmetto, Georgia, got into an argument with the cashier, left the store, then re-entered with a handgun and shot the woman. A reserve deputy employed part-time as a security guard exchanged fire with Tucker and both were wounded. The deputy was wearing a bulletproof vest and was taken to a medical center where he was in stable condition. Tucker was arrested as he tried to crawl out the front door. I'm Mike Gracia.
Members of Congress took time out to remember the hundreds of thousands of people who have died in the coronavirus pandemic in this country.
They bowed their heads but gave no speeches, concluding by joining the soloist in singing God Bless America. As they've done to show unity during other tragic events, President Biden marked the grim milestone while still overseas.
My heart goes out to all those who've lost a loved one.
The president says even though the death rate is dropping below 400 Americans a day,
it's still a real tragedy.
Having 600,000 COVID deaths is about equal to the number of Americans who died of cancer in 2019, but the true COVID death toll is believed to be much higher. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
After more than a year of isolation, dozens of New York area Holocaust survivors reunited today for lunch. Many hugging and speaking together for the first time since the start of the pandemic. This is AP News. California pushing giveaways to get people vaccinated against the coronavirus, even as the state makes progress against that virus.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the state reached this point because of the work of Californians.
No more physical distancing requirements, no more caps on occupancy, moving beyond the blueprint, aligning with the CDC on masks mandates.
But the governor points out the virus is still out there.
We're not done.
To get more people vaccinated, the state is offering dream vacations and cash prizes.
10 individuals will receive $1.5 million each. Those that have been vaccinated with at least one dose are eligible.
The Dream Vacation giveaways are a way to boost California's tourism industry. I'm Ed Donahue.
People may not want to go much of anywhere right now in parts of California. A heat wave bringing triple-digit temperatures there, as well as states from the southwest to Montana and Wyoming. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.